Hi there, and welcome to today's episode. This is episode 1161 for February 1st, 2022. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of Walt Disney World happenings. So grab your favorite beverage and maybe a warm blanket and settle in because we're going to discuss it all. We are live here from the Bob Varley studio. I am Denny Sunderley. I get to fill in for host Pete Werner today, and I'm joined here in the studio by my friends, John Sicari from BigFatPanda.com, but it's also YouTube. So
BigFatPanda, yeah. Close to YouTube.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Easy. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. Associate producer Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
And executive producer Craig Williams.
Oh, hoy hoy.
So we are so glad that you're here. This show, like all the shows that we do here on the Diz Networks, is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the expert travel agents at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan the Disney vacation of your dreams. You can visit them today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com and request a free, no obligation quote. We have some housekeeping, so is it okay if we jump right into it? You all right with that, guys?
Do it.
All right. Fine. A resounding approval from Rhino. Yeah. I love it. This is already off to a good start.
I cannot wait for the comments. Okay, the show doesn't start until 6 minutes in.
That's right. So this is your 6 minutes. If you don't want to listen to the ads, like if you have to hit the bathroom, you could go do that or, you know, pour a cup of coffee. Find that favorite blanket maybe. But the first announcement that we have today for housekeeping is the fact that we are going on a podcast cruise May the 16th. Through the 20th on the Disney Dream. We are super excited about it.
Cannot wait.
Can't wait. Oh, good.
Yay. And if it's not crowded like they've been not crowded, that's even better.
There you go. For if you're interested, curious at all, want a free no obligation quote, head to that bright green button on the homepage, so www.info.com. Look at the top of the page. The amazing Jackie Gailey and Corey Martin have created a button that sits right there with all the information that you need. We announced last month a new Pete's Magic Candle Company scent of the month. I've not pulled the name for January yet, so I will have that momentarily. Don't worry. We'll make sure that the winner knows who it is. But all of those who are subscribed to our daily mailer will be put into the hopper for a free large candle in Pete's scent of the month and a large candle warmer. Very exciting stuff. So if you don't know, Magic Candle Company makes resort and theme park inspired scented products. So candles, wax melts, the whole nine yards, and they're pretty daggone amazing. And if I'm not mistaken, our code DisneyInfo for, I think it might just be today, it could be tomorrow too, but for a very limited time, is 20% off. So that's pretty cool. So DisneyInfo gets you 20% off. If not, it'll revert back to the normal 15%. So Back in Time was Pete's scent of the month last month, which is very Drakkar Noir reminiscent. And this month, his favorite is Californian. If you're listening and not watching, the wax is kind of a tan color. It's big. Like, the color is important to know what color that wax is. It is it's fir needle and lavender with middle notes of patchouli and redwood and base notes of sandalwood, spicy leather, and warm cedar. So, yeah.
After Rhino said tree, I said, oh, it smells like a little bit like E.T. as well now.
There you go. It is very tree forward. This is Pete's favorite right now. He loves this candle. So definitely check it out. Join the mailer. There'll be a link in the description box below. You can also find it on the homepage. There's a little envelope to at the top of the homepage at www.info.com. And for all your shopping needs, magiccandlecompany.com. Our last bit of housekeeping that I know of that I have, y'all might have some others, it comes from you, Panda. So yes. Panda's YouTube show is back tonight starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on his YouTube channel BigFatPanda.com. And he's going to have Sean Falk on from Moving to Orlando and Forever Magic Realty. Pretty cool stuff.
Thank you. I guess it'll be interesting to talk about people, a lot of people, they want to move to Orlando. They don't know the first step. So I thought it'd be fun to talk Disney and real estate. So we're going to do that at 8 o'clock.
Love that. I love that. 8 o'clock. So be there, be square. Panda would love to have you there. And can people chat it up with you? Do you have like live chat running through the show?
It's StreamYard that we do it on YouTube. So we can talk back and forth. Yeah.
Love that. Love that. Very cool. So definitely join Panda and Sean tonight at BigFatPanda.com. Anybody else have housekeeping that needs to be mentioned in this moment? No?
Nope. No? I will bring mine up at the end of the show. So as long as you leave a spot, I'll talk about it then.
I've got a spot. I've got a spot for you. And here's another thing. If you are a part of our Patreon community, definitely tune in at the end of the show or after the end of this show. We're going to have the Patreon show. And of course, any level of Patreon supporter has access to the Patreon show. We'd love to have you. We chat about Disney stuff and sometimes non-Disney stuff. I want to know the details of your Disneyland trip, Rhino. So that could maybe live on Patreon today. So so definitely check that out. It's Disunplugged. It's Patreon / Disunplugged.
Patreon.com/ Disunplugged. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome, dude. So, yes, we have a lot. Settle in, friends. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about for Walt Disney World. And if you have a trip coming up sometime soon, this is stuff that you're going to want to know about because there's some celebrations happening, the returning of other things that we have not seen in these 2 years. And we're just really excited about it. So first things first, Celebrate Soulfully returns to Walt Disney World. And here's the cool thing about it. It's also coming to Disneyland. So Jackie's got an incredible story up on the Diz today that comes, that just details everything that Disney has announced. So if you're at Disney Springs and really, the celebration last year was only, the main focus was Disney Springs. They also did the Soul of Jazz at the American Adventure Pavilion. We were talking about that earlier, Panda.
We just felt it was not as much as it could be. It kind of felt like, what, this is it?
Yeah, so last year I did not hide my feelings towards Celebrate Soulfully at Disney Springs last year for Black History Month. It felt like Disney Parks blog came out with, hey, we're going to do all these things. And when I actually put feet on the ground in Disney Springs, it really wasn't. It was hard to find the Black artist spotlights in the stores. There wasn't like a map as to where to find all the cohesively themed, like Black History Month deserved more than that.
Completely agree with you. Completely.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, though, reading the list of everything that they're doing, it just feels like the exact same thing as last time around, which still feels like not enough.
You're exactly right, Craig. Okay. Now, I have not been, so I was telling Panda earlier, I look forward to getting over there to Disney Springs and seeing what it's like, you know, this go around. But last year, it definitely felt like the Christmas trees on the Christmas tree stroll got more attention, more love, more effort than Black History Month did, which is way not cool. Not cool at all.
If they present it better, what they've got can be okay as long as they make more of it and let it be known more.
Absolutely. There's also some things in the Disney information about Celebrate Soulfully that they kind of go, hey, and this in Animal Kingdom or this, like Celebration of the Festival of the Lion King, which we have all the time.
Benny,
like
they recommended, or at least it was in our article, they recommended you go to the Refreshment Outpost, I believe.
Yes, the Refreshment Outpost.
Epcot? That feels like a slap in the face to say, hey, go to the Refreshment Outpost.
Yep.
That's a way you can celebrate soulfully.
Yes, I agree. It was very womp womp. So I'm hoping to get over to Disney Springs in the next 2 days to be able to really look around and see if improvements have been made. Because that's what Black History Month.
I gotta get out deserves. There. Let me know when you go. I'm gonna try to join you.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I will send you a little. Shoot you a little message, let you know. So anyhow, if you'll be here during Black History Month, definitely check those out. Let us know in the article's comment section what your thoughts are about what Celebrate Soulfully looks like and what the whole Black History Month emphasis feels like to you. So Definitely do that. More live entertainment is returning to Walt Disney World. I know. Say that audibly, Pedro.
Thank God.
He's sitting over here mouthing it.
You can't wait.
Let's go ahead and say it. We're so daggone excited about this. At least I am. I don't know, Ryan. Are you excited about entertainment returning?
Sure.
Sure. I like it. It's fine.
I like it. It's fine.
If you watch Off the Rails, you know that's the perfect answer to all questions.
I'm excited about some characters that are going to pop up in here. Yeah,
I knew it. It's, when I was typing it out today, so the first thing that they mentioned on their big, hey, we've got entertainment returning announcement was that the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade will kick off the fun on February 11th. Of course, this is a cavalcade that you see in Magic Kingdom. It's kind of your drive-by parades, shorter little parades that you don't really have to prepare a whole lot for. They just pop up, they happen, they roll through, and they're gone. So we've got Nick and Judy from Zootopia. Yay!
The best.
I know, they're so
Love
good.
My favorite.
I know, it's so good. The Three Caballeros, which are my favorite, so I'm excited about that. Merida, Moana, and of course, the debut of Miguel from Coco
in the
Magic Kingdom. So very excited to have him be a part. You can see all the friends in the picture there that Craig is displaying. So the Incredibles,
Not
Jessie.
The audio people. They can't see it.
That's true.
They can't see
Forgive
it, Denny.
Forgive me,
Let
Craig.
Me describe Aladdin's pants to you.
Please.
They are baggy. They hang too low. They have a patch in them. I don't know who let this street rat in here. Next.
Rip rat.
There's a raccoon. He appears to be holding trash. I'm not sure. There's a lot of saluting that looks borderline inappropriate on this picture.
Right,
I'm looking at you, Pocahontas.
Oh, Wingapo. Gotcha,
so, you know,
Rhino.
Listen, I'm really good lately at killing Disney when they've been doing bad things.
Yes, yes.
But can we talk about that the cavalcades are staying with the parade?
Yes, that is some interesting stuff.
I thought it was one or the other. I don't think they're going to give us both because people do love the cavalcades.
Yes.
But I do miss my Festival of Fantasy.
Well, miss it no longer. John Sicari, it's back.
I need it.
It's
I need to
I
hear.
Know.
Hear
I know.
Ye, hear ye. I need it.
I know. I can't wait. So it'll be back on March 9th, the Festival of Fantasy Parade in Magic Kingdom. I have my park pass already secured for that day. I cannot wait. I know Erica from our in-park social team does as well. Yes, dear.
What's this balloon?
That's always been the final float of the parade
Mickey.
Yeah. Of the Festival of Fantasy?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's,
I guess
a parade
that's how much
that
I care about it. Yeah.
In the Magic Kingdom.
I know. It's got the skeleton
Maleficent
that breathes the fire and sometimes lights on fire. And, you know, and the people on the swings and the thing.
That's right.
But I don't remember that float. But
that's
maybe it's just I give up by then.
It's at the end of the parade after, you know, it's like this big buildup and then it's very colorful and festive at the end, as it is a festival of fantasy.
So tell me, is it fantastic? I was sort of trying to say fantasy and then it came out weird.
Yeah, I don't quite appreciate how that transition happened. I think it is great news that this parade is coming back. You know, I don't miss Maleficent as much as a lot of people do because, I mean, it was part of the Halloween event and such, but it's nice to have a daytime parade coming back. Really
yes,
is.
Absolutely.
Back to you, Denny.
Here. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it. Rhino, if you could just describe for the audio listeners
Every picture,
any pictures you got today?
Exactly. Throughout the rest of the show. And lastly, Mickey's Magical Friendship Fair will debut on the Cinderella Castle Forecourt stage.
Okay, this picture we have today says Mickey's in a classic kind of castle-like font.
I feel like it has phantasmic elements to it in that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Now, it looks like it's got some sort of circus big top motif they're going for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's very astute. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Where the magic
feels
like home. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
These descriptions are so good. Even as a viewer, I'm appreciating them.
The underline even under the magic viewer. Is questionable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where the magic,
the emphasis
feels
is
like
on
home.
The wrong word. Mm-hmm. Is that what
it's a weird thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So that'll be happening on February 25th on the four-court stage in Magic Kingdom. And friends will be back singing and dancing on the stage. And I'm sure there'll be daytime pyrotechnics that will catch us all off guard if you're not paying attention. And, of course, a new song will debut as part of the show. It is indeed Where the Magic Feels Like Home.
Now, this is a basic question, but if they made the stage just slightly bigger, would it become a five-court stage?
Quite possibly.
Gosh.
These are deep thoughts with
like
Craig
a five-gallon hat?
Well, right now it's a four-court stage, but if they made it bigger, would it become a five-court stage?
But I don't get it. Is this for sports?
Yeah. Moving on. We have information about
basketball?
This.
Hey, no, okay.
I'm serious. I don't understand.
It was a joke as in like four court, even though court sounds like court as in terms of like Q-U-A-R-T.
Oh my God, I thought you were, I missed out that it's four court, four court.
Yeah,
I thought you meant one, two, three, four.
No.
And that's why I was like,
when you said a gallon hat, I thought you totally got the joke.
No, I just thought it was just, I thought Craig knew something about theater stage building that I had missed in school.
It's bad, but you know what? I wonder. I know they said that it's going to be Frozen, Tangled, and what's the other one that's been in there? It's Princess and the Frog. It's going to be the same interior that has been, just with the intro and outro being different with the new outfits. But I wish they kind of would have taken a chance to like adjust a little bit more with it too. Maybe add in like one more character section in there, especially now that there have been more movies that have come out since this point in time. But you know
that's
what?
True.
You know what? Probably. Only a couple of years until we get another new show. You not with new movies?
Yeah.
With new?
No.
None?
Not your thing.
Not a single one? You're not familiar with any of them?
Do you talk about Bruno?
The Sacha Baron Cohen starring vehicle?
I will say, this would have been... Nice. okay. This would have been the time to add something in there. I mean,
true.
Granted, it took a long time for it, but for everyone saying like, why aren't they turning into high gear with getting something with Encanto out there? This show would have been the perfect place to throw it out there, but
it's
not meant to be. Apparently,
they're a day late and a dollar short. So, and hopefully, and then we'll get a flood of all things Encanto when the wave has already crested and passed.
Likely. I will say, I rewatched it last week, and while I like it a little bit more, I did, because I did not like it the first time at all. I saw elements of it that I did enjoy more, but still not my favorite.
I had the exact same experience with Encanto. It didn't resonate the first time, saw it again and thought, a little better, but I still have a lot of questions that I don't.
Yeah.
It doesn't get me like Coco. Coco gets me.
No. I feel terrible about it because honestly, the part that doesn't resonate with me is I only like two songs in the entire movie.
I only liked one.
So the
and
fact
he doesn't
that.
Like the Bruno song.
No, do not. I do like the Family Madrigal song in the beginning. Like that to me fits. And then the ending song as well, too. I feel like those are both like, that is classic Lin-Manuel song storytelling. Mm-hmm. And so they fit in. Everything else in the middle is just meh.
Wow. I liked it. I loved the color palette. I loved the characters.
Compared to Coco, though.
Okay, so I enjoy Coco's. Coco was really groundbreaking. Just the warmth of the color palette, the underlying golden glow to everything was beautiful. I think for me, I can connect with like some of, and maybe it's just, you know, being a woman in today's society, like I connect with a lot of the things that some of the female characters were singing and speaking about in the film. Like, yes, we feel that. We get that. We know that. I know that there are a lot of families out there who go, yes, my abuelo, I see that in my abuelo.
You are very self-aware. I like that. Okay.
Well, I try. Well, I appreciate that.
That was a great breakdown of why it resonated with you.
It's tough though to compare it to Coco directly. I mean, in terms of like the extended family, I get that one, but I still feel like Moana's a better direct comparison to Encanto. And with that, like, I mean, Moana blew me away the first time I watched it,
it is
still one of my favorite Disney animated movies. So it's hard to replace that. But you know what? I'm happy that it found an audience.
Absolutely. And it really has. And yes, we need we need the Madrigal family in, represented in Walt Disney World. It'd be great if it actually happens. So what do you feel, how do you feel, Panda, with all the, entertainment, the news of the things that are
required? I'm happy I feel like they're not trying to save money right now with the entertainment, and they're giving it to us. I do want is it Citizens of Main Street?
Amen. Of Hollywood.
Some of
Citizens
my most favorite. Yeah.
On
Main Street. What do they call them on Main Street?
Well, and I want the Citizens of Hollywood back in the worst way at the studios. So,
all of those interactions with those people, you remember them.
Yeah.
And they're special. I hope that comes back.
Mm-hmm. Rhino, thoughts, feelings?
I don't care. Okay. The Streetmosphere people are fine. They make me nervous, so I don't like getting too close to them. But I think they're very talented people, and I would hope to see them all in roles at Disney. But I do agree that there isn't enough, I think, in comparison of what we had before versus what we have now, and the ticket price is more expensive now than it was before. Where, like, people who don't come to Disney to do attractions, I don't know that there's as much for them. So I feel like that's where they need to start. Bring that up. So it's nice that it's finally starting to happen. But where is, like, a nighttime show at Hollywood Studios? Wow. You know, where's the? I feel like it's still a little hit and missy for me.
Yeah, well, in a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, come on now. I mean,
guys, I hate, if it's Main Street Electrical Parade, I don't need it. I don't.
Well, I agree. It's come and go so many times. You know how many times I've bought the last light? Yeah. I've bought the last light.
It's like share retiring.
100 times.
It's like you have every one of the.
Bless your heart, I tell you.
I think I have a box.
Every time.
This is the last one. This is the last one. This is the last one.
Which is the last one? Light. Let me have the last light. All right, moving along, we have got festival, Flower and Garden Festival news. Of course, it is happening this year between March the 2nd and July 4th. So we do get a longer, I think it's 125 days this year. So, okay, which is nice because if you're traveling in from out of town, you have a larger window to visit within. So that's exciting. They have announced that we will have a special topiary in honor of the 50th anniversary featuring a birthday cake and the adorable, lovable Goofy. So we will have him. We'll also have brand new Seven Dwarves topiaries accompanying Snow White. I guess the other ones were looking rough, I guess, although I didn't feel like they were last year.
I thought they looked good. I thought when they redid them also, so.
I guess not. Maybe not. We're going to have a new Blossoms of Fragrance Garden, sponsored by Scentsy, which that'll be interesting. We can talk about floral, fruity, citrus, spice, woods, and fresh aromas, and there will be larger-than-life butterfly topiaries in this new garden. So that'll be interesting to check out. Here's the biggest stuff. This is what I'm most excited about, is that the Garden Rocks concert series is back. It'll happen over the weekend. So Friday to Monday, it'll happen all week long, but Friday to Monday will be the bands that we know about, like internationally recognized. That's what the press release said, bands. So I'm excited personally about Kool and the Gang. Kool and the Gang are coming. Yeah. Dude, I want to see Kool and the Gang. And then local bands will play Tuesday through Thursday. We'll have 18 total outdoor kitchens with the Epcot Fresh Farmers, the Epcot Farmers Feast Outdoor Kitchen having a rotating menu. Every, as the festival goes on, their menu changes. That happened in years past, so it'll happen again this year. And then, of course, the Garden Grays Eating Challenge is back. So if you enjoy a good eating challenge, which I do, you can do the Garden Grays and get your little stamps as you buy food around the world showcase.
That's cute.
What do you guys think about the news with Flower and
Garden? I'm glad it's lasting longer. I always look at the park when it's in Flower and Garden and think, how in the world can we accept it when this is not here? And we always do. So I'm happy. I like the way it looks. The food, all the festivals become just jumbled as to what is offered at each one. I forget the type of food at each one, but I'm happy. Glad it's going to come for a long time.
Good, good, good. Rhino?
I mean, what else does Epcot have going for it?
It's always a festival.
Oh, so, my God.
That's where I'm at this point with it. So, I do agree with you, though, 100%. I always think it looks the best at that time of year. And so, I look forward to it looking nice.
And fine.
And pretty.
Fine.
And fine.
I like it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be. I'm okay. You're okay. That's what that sounds like. Craig, what do you think?
I no strong opinions one way or another with it. It is another festival that I will go to and get lots of food on day one, and then will tell myself, "Oh, I need to go back and try this," and then I never will.
You just will never make that second trip.
That Encanto empanada.
That is the one time with that empanada that I have revisited a booth to get food that I didn't get the first time around. I mean, granted, I did that for the holidays too. So I do it on occasion, and I did it with Food and Wine this past year too. So I guess, but Flower and Garden, I don't know, something about it. It's just because the flowers, aspect and the topiaries are so big to me that it was nice when they added the food element into it, but it's still, you go to that one solely first and foremost for seeing all the beautiful flowers at Epcot and seeing the designs of the topiaries. Just my opinion, though.
And the gardens.
No. Especially not the butterfly gardens. flying monsters, basically. Disgusting.
Do you go in there in the butterfly
swatting.
House?
Not anymore. No.
Really?
Nope. I used to when I was like the lowest on the totem pole. But now that I have Rhino and Fiasco below me, I can send them in to get footage of the butterflies. They're gross.
That's great.
Of all the bugs to take a stand against.
Right? What about ladybugs, Craig?
Ladybugs, I'm not a fan of those either.
I'm a real scaredy cat for bugs. Really? But ladybugs and butterflies and lightning bugs, I'm okay.
Oh, yes, no. Lightning bugs are wonderful.
Lightning bugs are fantastic. And I'm not saying that they're like, I'm afraid of butterflies. I just don't like anything they stand for. They start out one way and then they grow wings.
Too politically
charged. It's not
natural.
He's like the owl from Animal Crossing.
Who knew?
He is not a fan of the butterfly party.
I tell you what. What's your favorite festival, Craig?
Not one with butterflies.
No, the holidays.
The pooper festival.
The holidays. Okay. Just because the holidays is like it has all the entertainment that I feel like actually makes it really worthwhile to attend.
The storytellers.
Ugh. Love that.
They're wonderful.
La Befana.
Oh, is she your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a story. I'm Italian. I don't know the story, but hearing her say it is fun.
Very cool. Rhino, what's your favorite festival? Just a quick question.
I like Festival of the Arts a bunch. I like, again, I think because it's a little more colorful. I like the food. I like especially when they like do the play on the food. Like, I feel like that's drifting away a little bit. But I don't know. I would say that. I mean, I like Food and Wine. Right? It's fine. In terms of one where I'm like, I like to paint, so I like walking around to see all the artists at Festival of the Arts because then it's like inspires me to be like, oh, that's a cool idea. I want to try something like that.
There's a lot of interactivity happening at Festival of the Arts. Like my dearest friend took her little ones yesterday to festival and like sent me pictures of her little ones painting and then helping to do some of the sidewalk chalk. And like, there's so, not that there isn't in the other Epcot festivals, but it was just fun to be able to see. That's a whole nother side of a kid that gets to kind of take part in the festival.
Are they still doing the paint by number wall?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. Let us know in the comment section, please, which Epcot festival is your favorite. If you're watching, I'd love to know.
Benny, really, the audio listeners don't have
what?
A comment
audio
section.
Listeners, just scream it into your car radio, just your stereo, scream it into the void. We will hear you. Okay, we would love to know what your favorite Epcot festival is. Thank you, Craig. Next thing, this is big, exciting news for all of us. Not ground transportation is now available as an add-on for your Walt Disney World vacation package. I mean, if you need ground transportation, you're not taking the new Sunshine Flyer or Mears Connect or FL Tours or any of your other options. Now you have some fairly nondescript vehicles that Walt Disney World is offering to be able to take you from MCO and to the resort. They have SUVs, they have sedans, vans, and something that I am curious about, executive limousines and then stretch limousines? Like, I understand what a stretch. So is that like a town car? Is that what we're calling a town car now, as an executive limousine?
Probably a town car, yeah. I would assume in a stretch limo is what we think of as a limo. Okay. I think. Is this Mears, though? It's not Disney. It's a third party, right?
It came out via Disney, Disney Parks blog.
I'm guessing likely that it's Mears. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. They're also doing transfers between the Tampa and Sanford airports, the Kissimmee and Orlando Amtrak stations, and then also to Cape Canaveral and Vero Beach and Daytona as well.
Wouldn't it be great if they had like a bus, their own thing, like a magical thing?
Hey, man, here's the
too
thing.
Too soon,
just
Panda,
rent the car.
Just too daggone soon.
Rent the car. Go to Universal for one of the days now. It's fine.
There you go.
I agree.
Stay at a Universal Hotel.
That's right.
Rent the car.
Yep.
I don't know. It's less money.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And of course, we have a relationship with FL Tours, fltours.com. Great service, great company, and we've used them, the Diz has, for years. So if there are options available to you, if you are using Dreams Unlimited Travel, your agent can kind of point you in the right direction and help you book all of that. Where are those minivans? That's what I would like to know.
Right?
Why aren't we getting...
I don't get it. They were great. They were comfortable. They were pretty. They were convenient. Oh,
good heavens.
They weren't cheap.
That requires cast members to drive them. And I feel like we, once a month, we have to have the reminder, people don't necessarily want to work every job that Walt Disney World has available. And until they have those jobs, then they're not able to create and fill new ones.
True.
Very true. You are the voice of reason here, Craig.
No, I
thank God for you.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to be it in that way. I constantly look at like it's like I wish they had this. I wish they could do that. Yeah. But then it's like then you see sometimes it is baffling. So I know I always go off on parking lots. So I don't want to make this my thing, but. Like, it is wild to me that you can't have something like minivans, probably because of, you know, all the costs that go in, including staffing and such. But then, like, some of these parking lots, because how they park you so far down the line, you will have six cast members lined up to make sure that you don't pass. And all they're doing is just standing there, like... At the very least, like, couldn't these cast members be doing something more fulfilling with their job than standing, making sure people don't park in the middle of a line? Like, I don't know. Some of these things are just weird to me.
I know.
So
things that make you go. Hmm. Any other thoughts? Are you passionate at all about ground transportation add-ons, Raina?
I'm actually on Kayak right now looking to see how much it would be to rent a car in – I forgot the dates I just put in. But it looks like if I arrange this by – I can update you in a second because I'm not used to using this. But I'm like – there's one right here, total, $140, total, $179.
That's not bad.
Wow.
For a week because I put in from a Tuesday to a Tuesday from MCO. 183. Yeah. So I'm cheapest, 140. There we go.
Just make sure that it's not saying 140 and then in small print right below saying per day. Because sometimes they will trick you with that.
Well, like, let's look at this right now. A Hyundai Accent. What's the deal? Let's just go through. We're booking a car here.
No compacts. You can't start at the. They always want to sell you on what the Chevy Spark.
I'm going to do a standard SUV. Spark. How about that? We'll do a Hyundai Santa Fe or something similar. Good. How about that?
Perfect.
Okay.
That would be from that Tuesday that I looked at that I can't see right now. It's a couple weeks from now. It was the 22nd. It was like the 21st through the 28th. So I think it was like a Monday to a Monday. But the total for that trip, rental fees and everything for the 7 days is $306.66. So I don't know how much it would be to get you from the airport to a Disney resort. My guess is it's probably around like $50 on a Lyft or something like that. I mean, it's $20 and I live near Universal. Or it was like $50 when I went to the airport in July. So... Mm-hmm. So I'm just thinking, you know, that back and forth. I don't know how many is in your family. I don't know. It seems like renting a car would be a pretty good option. I can't imagine the Mears stuff. I don't know the prices for all that, but
yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. I know people have. I thought car prices were insane right now, but then I looked just out of curiosity when I was in California last week. just to see. And it was actually like pretty close to exactly what I would have paid for the lift to and from the airport for the, for like 4 days. So yeah. I was like, okay.
But then you have to factor in parking at hotels. Yes. And well,
parking
all of that costs.
Parking, gas, yeah. So that's one of the things, because it was $30 a day for parking at the Disneyland hotel. But I mean, I wouldn't have to pay that because I was invited. So they had paid, they had covered that. That's why I was like looking at it. But yeah, and gas obviously is not cheap right now. So it's one of those things. But I don't know.
You got to weigh the pros and cons to your family and where you're going.
Yeah. If you're just staying at Disney and you're not like, we're not leaving the hotel, whatever. I don't know. It might not, it's probably just pay the lift or whatever. But if you're thinking about even going anywhere, I'd say it's probably your better bet.
Yeah.
It's just rent a car.
I hate saying it because I know someone's going to tell me that, like, why are you trying to push people off property when this is a Disney World show? I still say just get a car so you can explore more of Orlando. Like, sure. It's not always my favorite city, but it is one that I think has so many unique and cool aspects about it as soon as you leave property. And it's worth exploring. I can't imagine going to any city and being like, no, I only want to go to this one small section of it, and I'm okay with that. That's all I want to see. You know, even if you only do it once every couple of years, rent a car and see what else is out there. And I'm not talking Universal, SeaWorld. You know, things could get interesting with that. Right before we started this, SeaWorld apparently put in a bid to buy Cedar Fairs and really expand their company. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
I didn't even think they were in a place that maybe I do that.
Yeah, and it's like a $3-something billion deal. Wow. Like pretty insane. But wow. That has, you know, that could be a long term impact. Now blah blah blah. Doesn't matter. But yeah. Check out dining outside. Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. The lawyer for the Blues.
Yes, exactly. See Orlando. See greater Central Florida.
I thought that was the new Spanish version of the Diz.
Oh, that's Sea Orlando. Disney. Sea Disney.
They were saying Sea Orlando. But anyway, sorry, that was a terrible joke. No, but that's the thing. Well, the reason why I looked at this up is because, like, when we go to California, there's, you know, the packing district is literally like a 10 to 12 minute drive away. But when I went in July, it cost me $30 one way. And I didn't know because I was already there. So, it, like, the surge pricing was all weird in July. So it, like, went from being a $4 lift, which it normally is, to a $30 lift. And I was like, wow, I was happy because I was just happy to be out. That was my first trip. So, but like, that's why I always check, is just because you never know. But I will say that the prices of all that stuff has come down a little bit since last July, which is good. So I'm just putting it out there because this is how I go through a trip, where I think to myself, here are the places I want to go that aren't necessarily like right there. You know, how much, and you can just go in the apps for the Lyft or Uber or whatever, and it'll tell you ahead of time how much the estimate is. So then just start adding that up, and then weigh the options, you know. Do you want to go further? Do you want to go whatever? Mm-hmm. Am I going to be drinking? So will I be taking a Lyft anyways? You know, stuff like that.
Good
yeah,
point.
And there are more and more people right now who are looking to stay off property. And I don't think it's that's not a negative. I mean, it could be a negative in that you're sad that you're not staying on property anymore. But there were several times that we stayed off property, and it just allowed us to have the space we needed. We had the kitchen we needed. We had three generations traveling on the trip. So everybody had their – because when you don't have enough space, by Wednesday, everyone's at each other's throats. So it gave you that space that you needed. And I think it's great to know those options. And you're exactly right, Rhino. Just to look in advance at the pricing and try to get a baseline so you're not completely shocked by it.
And just to throw an extra thing out there, because I'm sure that Pete would want to say it, is that I know that with moving to Orlando, if somebody has bought a property they're going to use as like a rental property, they have those like listed through there. So that's if you're thinking like, oh, maybe I'll try something else that isn't a resort, I know that's an option to look through too.
Absolutely. There's a collection of, I think, 8 properties, rental properties that fit into that category. You can find that page on the Diz, and they all look amazing. So, and yes, they have been purchased via moving to Orlando. I'm glad you brought that up right now. Next thing, there's a new ship that has landed in Walt Disney World. The Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind has gotten a new spaceship in front of it. The Star Blaster has landed. And
People listening.
Yes.
It's angular in shape. It looks like several parallelograms. Is that the correct word?
Yellow asterisk.
And yeah, an obelisk. I don't know.
I would just describe it as, hey, it looks exactly like the Nova Corp ships from Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Volume one.
Volume one.
At the end.
They're all when dead they, by the second
that's,
one.
You know,
yeah. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. You know, they don't die the in the first part. One. Or they're not dead by the second one. They're dead by the end game. I think Thanos destroyed the planet or something.
That's exactly right. Yep. So Starship of Nova Corps from the planet of Xandar. And we know that the first part of Cosmic Rewind is going to celebrate all things Xandarian culture. And so we're going to get it from the word go. And I, did you all get over to see it?
No, not yet.
I'm a rhino. You got to go see it.
I know. I was looking at the picture, just this morning or yesterday. Cause I didn't realize that the like fins had been put on. I thought it was just like a piece of it or something like that. And I was like, oh, so yeah. I think I have a reservation for one of the days after this.
Good. Good.
See, the way Danny said Rhino, because I'm into Guardians.
Are you into
more
Guardians?
Than Marvel. I don't put them into the Marvel. Yeah. I should put them into that bubble, but I don't. I don't know why.
Are you excited?
Yes, very. For the ride, especially because I tested the seat and it was nice and roomy.
Awesome.
So I'm thrilled about that.
That's awesome.
Casey Hansen in the chat has a wonderful description. Yeah. It looks like a lionfish.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Oh, it 100, does.
100%.
100%.
Nailed it.
Bingo, Casey. Rhino, you watch out. Casey's coming for your job.
I bet they
there.
Looked at that one.
I'll just ban her from the channel.
I mean, it also kind of, I feel like it also looks like a lion with a mane around.
It does.
Oh, wait, that's kind of what a lionfish looks like, too, isn't it?
That's true, Greg.
Probably why they're called a
lionfish. That's true. I tell you what, standing there.
I were to describe it as a land animal.
Land animal. Yeah.
I don't like to talk about fish. I don't like to break things down in that way.
No. It is super impressive standing in front of it or standing as close to it as you can get. You know, on the other side of the construction wall, I stood there and I told Jackie I could have sat there on the bench and just stared at it the rest of the afternoon. I geeked out so completely that part of Marvel has come, and we can debate whether or not it should be an Epcot. I know.
They fit the story pretty good.
Yeah.
I like what they did with that Xandarian pavilion.
Sure. But I'm just so tickled. It's so impressive. Yes. That's the steel support is there. People are disappointed about that. I understand. Cause when we're shown the artist rendering, right, they don't put that steel support in there. The fact that this big thing is going to be here.
I don't think it'll be the invisible.
Don't know for sure.
No, when does Disney concept art ever match the final product though? So you know what? Yeah, even if they paint it, like look at the building for Soarin', you know, it's right there. Look at the building for Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, sometimes you just can't control stuff. Nope. So a support, whatever. They're more going to create hovering and have it just hover out in the front.
Oh, yeah. Like that could have been I've got a couple of islands floating above Pandora that'd like to have a word with you, mister.
Yeah, but have you ever looked at them from the parking lot?
Yeah, that's my favorite view. Little sticks. They look like little kebabs as you come
in. That's true. They
and I always think, how lazy. And people, the defense is always, yeah, but when the trees go in, and I'm like, okay, well, in 20 years when it looks great.
Yeah.
You know, and the ride's falling apart at that point.
Maybe there'll be trees in front of the Star Blaster. It's still
just a rose bush or something right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Yellow rose bush. It's super impressive. I loved it. It was fun to watch other guests kind of round the corner on their way out of the park and not know it was going to be there. And they all went, and like grandmas and everybody else are pulling out their phones.
Okay, so the reason I didn't
to take
run
pictures,
out to see it,
yeah.
I thought it was pretty much behind the wall, but from what you're describing now, it's.
Oh, it's there.
Okay.
It's going to be 51 feet tall. There's no hiding this thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's ginormous. And I was really impressed. I wrote an article on it on the Diz. If you want to read my ramblings on it last week, but what I was impressed with in part was the fact that the back of it, so the back of each fin is detailed. Like there, you can, they, paid attention to all those details on the back. You can see the machinery and the different parts and pieces going on in the back. And I just went, oh, man.
Better light up and make noise, let me tell you. Better light up and make noise. A little bit more than those Star Wars spaceships they have.
Oh. I would probably expect it to be right on the level with those, because I believe they are very proud of the X-Wing and the A-Wing that are just sitting there.
That every now and then make a noise but don't move or do anything.
They do. They exhaust comes out every now and again.
True. Yeah.
Well, the Falcon, I think.
A lot of exhaust comes out of park guests every so often, too. So, boom. Fart joke.
I think it and Craig says it. I like that.
There you go.
I thought the same thing.
Perfect. What do you guys think? Any other thoughts about the Star Blaster?
Star.
No, I'm very excited, though, for you for that same thing, because it's nice to have, because, you know, California Adventure has their Avengers campus now, and it sometimes makes me just so bitter and jealous, and that, you know, it's like, imagine if we had gotten, like, a Marvel area at Hollywood Studios or something like that, and you'd have, like, Marvel, Star Wars, all that stuff, and then the Toy Story Land, you'd be like, that park would be unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
But they'd probably just throw up another giant Buzz Lightyear somewhere that you could see and be like, that's immersion.
I think it's nice that you have a new thing now at Epcot. You can be like, I'm going to go have a cup of coffee and look at the Nova Corps.
Yes, it's exactly right. I mean, the Joffrey stand is right
that's
there.
That's exactly what I'm We're going to do that if we go. Let's do that.
Sit on the bench.
Stare at the ship.
And people watch and ship watch. That'll be fun.
Denny would have thrived in like the early 1900s. She would have been one of those people who got real dressed up to go wave at a ship down by a harbor.
Yes. My hanky. Yeah. I would wave my hanky.
You.
That's exactly like,
do you know anybody, miss? No.
No.
No, I am just here.
I forget how that John Mulaney bit goes, where he talks about the old photographs. Where like, it's like, people had nothing better to do but go wave goodbye to a ship.
That's it. That's it. Exactly, Rhino. Next up on our cavalcade of things that have happened here at Walt Disney World, they seem to be taking away our purple directional signs.
Weird.
This is the old sign. This is, yes, I am.
For our listeners, this is me. They are rectangular. I would argue 85% is purple with a slim 15% coming in at red. Yellow lines grace the red area. White words on the purple.
Justification? Do you want to say anything about that? Of the text? Is it right justified, left justified, center?
It looks a left justification to me.
Left justification on the purple sign, but the red portion, that is definitely center justified.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
It implies some whimsy.
It does. It's eye-catching, almost as if there had been research put into the choosing of the colors, which there was. And so those purple and red signs that we all know and love are on the very precipice of going away, quite possibly. Now, and Craig is making whimpering sounds back in the nook to indicate that he does not love the purple signs.
This is you know, along with the entrance gates that were changed for the 50th anniversary, I feel like this color scheme of brightness really wore out its welcome in the 90s. So while it is that it's there's so much nostalgia brought up when you drive onto property, which I do, you know, almost every single day of the week, and see those signs. It's, you know, exactly where you are when you're there with it. But it is also really dated because of that. It just, I think it's been due for a refresh in terms of that look.
You know what it reminds me of? Disney Quest, for some reason. Like that color scheme. Was that the color scheme of Disney Quest, or did I make that up?
I mean, the building was blue.
No, the purple does a Disney Quest.
It reminds me of like carpet, Disney carpet or something. I mean, I know what you're saying. I think the problem is for me, I don't think the blue pops the same way that the other ones did pop. So I don't care that they're changing the color. I just felt like, okay, for anyone watching, listening now, two rectangular squares grace the screen.
Well, no, rectangular with rounded edges.
Rounded edges. And then also it's like dark blue, 85% dark blue, 15% like a lighter blue. But I feel like the blue, it's not popping as much.
It's a mid-range, like cornflower.
Words in white, and then the directions in yellow on the bottom. So it's got a little.
And now everything.
I feel
is
like
centered.
It gets lost.
Yeah. Yes.
No. While I don't like the old color scheme, I also am not a fan of this one. I don't think it stands out enough for people who don't know where they're going. The only thing
it
that
looks
I stand,
like rest stop signs. Yeah, that's what it is.
The only thing I think stands out is like the exit only in the big yellow on the where there is an exit. Like that's something that's good.
We didn't talk about either center. They're no longer left, they're center. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think Denny mentioned or Panda mentioned the center justification.
So maybe this is great. A test, though.
Just
maybe they're not
out the window.
Doing this. Maybe it's a test to see how we feel.
Maybe I don't it think is. They care. And I got out in the car and I drove
just
around.
In the middle of the highway?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I drove around, took pictures. And, this is, I do want to say, and I mentioned, because I wrote an article about this as well, because I had feelings about the purple and red signs going away.
Do
I'm
you
not
write
happy.
For the site?
I don't know that I do. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I'm hoping. But I like the purple and red signs. I think that is iconic. Walt Disney iconic. World, it is, hey, I finally made it. I've been driving on these roads from Virginia for forever, and I'm here finally at my happy place. I think it was kind of part and parcel with the travel experience of getting here. Even on Magical Express, may it rest in peace, if you were on that bus, you could kind of peer out the window and you could see those signs and you knew you were there. Now, I get it. Mm-hmm. These signs are themed to look like the new gates.
But I wish, you know what, that they were like outlined or something.
Yeah.
Like maybe if they just added like a trim, like that gold trim that's on the arch too, or gray. Because the archway's got gray in it too. I feel like that would have made the blue stand out a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the couple of signs that are right before the turn off that you'll take off of Osceola Parkway to go to the Galactic Star Cruiser. So if you are on whatever transportation you'll be taking to the Star Cruiser, that is right where you've got to get off.
They're very Sam Eagle official.
Yeah.
There's no more. There's no more touch of
Sam Eagle on them. Actually, that would be more themed.
They're very dun, dun, dun.
I do want to point out too. Michael Jensen in the chat says, "Who uses signs? LOL. As long as my GPS works." From my experience living in Central Florida and driving on Walt Disney World property, there is about maybe 20% of people who actually use their GPS, and most people are always confused about where they're going. The signs are a beautiful way to actually tell people where they're going. But I feel like even the old signs, people still didn't read them. Where
it's like, hard. Sometimes there's like 15 places and you're like, oh dear God, I don't know. Is mine listed in there?
Yeah. No, it's tough. It's tough, especially once it gets to like the resort areas where you're like, I know mine's around Epcot. Do I go to the Epcot exit? Well, no, that takes you to Epcot. Then you'd have to loop all the way around. So it can be confusing. But like, you know, it's when I moved here, the first thing that my sister did was like, okay, we're going to go drive around on property. No GPS, nothing, just literally use the signs to figure everything out. And then it was like, oh, got it. The signs do work, but not enough people use GPS still, and not enough people actually read the signs. No. So the bigger and bolder they can be, the more helpful they will be.
You got to be big, you got to be bad, you got to be bold.
I don't care about that. No.
What do you think, Panda?
You gotta be Disney.
I think it looks, they look, we said airport. They look like the airport signs.
Which
I think the airport has better signs. They're two different colors.
Yeah, somebody said at night these were harder to see. I didn't see them yet at night myself, but that would be an issue. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like it's taking away a bit of the whimsy. Like this gets to be different than anything that we're going to see off of property. This gets to be fun and with a bit of childlike wonder, and we've got blue.
Maybe it's like New Coke. They're doing this just so they can give us the purple back.
New Coke was not good. I just got to say.
No Pepsi Clear.
I'm not trying to insult, but the purple and red is just – that is so 80s and 90s. And that – take this into the next – future. Take it into the 2000s a little bit more. So,
okay, Craig. It's, we'll try.
I mean, you know, I'm
Denny's just saying you knew when you saw those purple signs. You knew. I'm at Disney.
You did, but they can make it whatever they wanted in the future. Yeah. Now people are going to say those blue signs. We know them.
Right, eventually.
It's
eventually,
all
yeah.
just, it yeah. all comes around. So yeah. I would rather they update it to make mm-hmm. it look more like the time we're living in now than versus the time that, you know, we remember. So it's about nostalgia, but sometimes it's about new people trying to make memories, not saying, I mean, like, why does this place feel weird and dated?
They have some really cool 90s retro t-shirts being sold on property right now. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying that retro thing. That vibes
them. I see it stocked on shelves all the time because no one's buying them.
You've been Denny.
Touche, Craig. Touche. All right. Also, we have been given another little glimmer of hope that maybe some additional entertainment will be returning sooner rather than later. I mean, we know it's coming this year. It's already been announced that the return of Fantasmic will indeed occur. Our friend BioReconstruct.
Dot, dot, dot at some point, right?
Yes, yeah. Dot, dot, dot. BioReconstruct on Twitter took some amazing aerial photos, and we have a moat, friends. That moat has been empty for months on end, and we've got water. So very, very exciting just to see that refilled again. Thoughts? What do you think, guys?
Waiting to see when they announce that they've changed up the show a little bit. Mm. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe, I don't know what. I'd like a dragon, but it's okay.
Yeah, you want the dragon from Disneyland, don't you?
But it's all right. I get it. They can't do it here because it can't go under the ground here, and mm-hmm. it could go under the ground.
Listen, a boom crane with a head attached on the end and a sheet mm-hmm. thrown over it is perfectly
it's like a
fine.
Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. Peter.
You're not going to miss dig and dig and diggity dig?
Well, that's the part where I'm like, maybe it's time to let that scene go.
They are. That scene's, okay. That scene's going. That scene's gone.
Yeah.
Because
of all the songs they could pick.
Yeah.
Actually, in my seventh grade chorus class, we had a little, I remember we had to sing the Pocahontas medley, and it was
Colors of the
Wind. I had to mm-hmm. very much do the dig and dig and diggity dig.
You had
dig,
to do hand motions?
And dig,
you were digging?
And diggity dig. Yeah. Yeah. The jewels of Cortez will be ours by this time tomorrow.
My goodness.
No video footage of that.
My goodness. I think it's going to be fantastic. There is going to be some. That's going to be bad.
What?
You
think it's going to be
Fantasmic.
Oh.
I think it's Fantasmic. That Fantasmic will be back. Just to cap off that Hollywood Studios Day, I know that if you are not here all the time, like we get to be, it's something that is a quintessential part of the, you know, of the visit is getting to stop and see that. It was a family favorite for our family. So for all the families out there, all the touring parties that want to be able to see it again, it's coming. We have water, and I just feel like that's exciting.
And wasn't the boat redone? I heard somewhere the boat was redone. Mm. Maybe after Dopey's.
I was going to say after the character slipped through the.
I'm sure that's part of it. Yeah,
one of the most stressful videos to watch. Like,
yes, they need railings.
He's alive.
We have made it through all of our big talking points. I wanted to bring up one quick thing. Sarah Strauss in chat mentioned that she wanted to know how flying fish was. I got to go date night with my husband
annoying
the other
when you're
night.
On a boat and you get smacked,
smacked with a flying fish. Such a bummer. You smell like fish the rest of the evening. But no, I got to go to Flying Fish with my hubby the other night. It's for those of you who don't know, Flying Fish reopened last Thursday on the 27th. It was, you know, a big deal. We're getting another table service restaurant back. It was amazing. The shout out to the cast members at Flying Fish. Everyone was so kind and so gracious on Saturday night. Just thanked all the guests who were seated at the tables. We had managers coming around just to welcome us we were told welcome home. Like, and I looked at one of the cast members. I said, well, welcome home to you. Like, I'm so glad that you're back. And she had been serving in another location in one of the parks, and she was, they were all so excited to be back.
How was the food?
It was fantastic.
Awesome.
I had the red snapper for the first time, potato encrusted on leeks, their French press pot of coffee. Please finish your meal with that press pot. Please. It's so good. My husband had the New York strip, the char crust New York strip. It is his very favorite steak on property.
Happy to hear there's non-seafood there.
Yes. Oh, there's good non-seafood there.
Okay.
And we also had the cheese board, the artisanal cheeses, which were so good. So good. So, Sarah, it was really, really, really good. Mm-hmm. Two thumbs up. So, and it looked like they were having like a tasting or a class at the bar. So I'm going to look into that. That's intriguing because that's just another way to be able to interact with that restaurant. For those for whom that floats their boat, you might have another option. So if we get more details, I'll be sure to put it out there. So anybody else have an experience recently on Disney property they want to give a shout out to?
No.
Nope.
I was at Disneyland.
You were at
but
Disneyland.
But I'll talk about that later.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. Can you say very quickly your favorite thing, your favorite thing during your Disneyland trip?
The first day I like forgot to eat and I was like, why do I feel like this? And it was like, whoops, it was like 8 hours ago since I ate. The second day I just ate nonstop. It was literally everything. Every like 20 minutes I had food in my hand. Like it was ridiculous. But I got to say, if you're going to Lunar New Year, because this was my first experience with Lunar New Year, there is a Mickey sweet potato macaroon that is like, I wish I had bought like 5 of them. So, and just like kept them and could like defrost and eat them as I came back. But
pockets.
Oh my God.
Wait, is it a macaroon or a macaron?
It is a macaroon or macaron because macaroon is the coconut thing and macaron is the thing. So good. But also, let's not forget, if you have a peanut allergy, I don't think you can have them because they're coated with almond dust. We learned this because we almost killed Kylie.
Well, that's how they're made, usually out of almond flour.
Yeah.
Macarons.
Really?
Yeah. It gives them the crunchy outside and then the soft inside.
Poor
thing,
Kylie. But never a macaron.
I don't know. They're kind of overrated.
Always a bridesmaid, never a macaron.
Never a macaron. Bless her heart.
I've never met a macaron that was like, I don't know how I existed before trying this and afterwards.
That's fair.
That's how much you like them. Wait, right?
No.
That's what
you're saying? I'm saying, I've never had one that's like, I cannot live without that dessert. I've had that with cookies, obviously.
Oh,
with
my
raisins.
God, Craig, you would have loved this one. I think you would have liked it.
I don't. It's
purple.
I've had it with cookies. I've had it. I've had it with ice cream. I've never had it with
that's
a macaron.
Purple. That's so great. By the way, someone, you made mention of your pronunciation of the word cookie.
Cookie.
Recently.
Cookie.
And I have picked up on that. And do you know how you say cookie? You say it like Cookie Monster says cookie.
Exactly. Cookie.
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 That's it. Which is the cutest thing. I just think it's fantastic. But I loved it when somebody
said it. Hold
on,
say
it
again, Craig.
I can't.
I'm in my head. Head now. I have to say it naturally without thinking about it.
It's cookie, which is fantastic. Manza Media is asking about the Saturday snacks that I teased. About this week's Saturday snacks that I teased in our Instagram stories. You are going to have to wait, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Manza Media, that you have to wait. But it is, I was saying in Instagram stories, this is top 5 or possibly top 3, the Saturday snacks for this Saturday. No joke. You are all going to want to make it. So please go to WDWinfo.com on Saturday. Anybody else have anything else before we run too egregiously over time?
Craig has some health.
Yeah, I'm going to just go over all of the show housekeeping. I know we got at least one or two asking us to talk about box trucks and stuff, but I haven't seen them in person, so I don't feel comfortable talking about them, considering it's just like photos shot through trees of box trucks. That's about how I feel about it, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, at the end of the day, it's about what's inside than how it's done outside.
And you're never going to see the outside, so it doesn't matter what it looks like on the outside. That's the part where I'm like, don't you get it? Don't you see the hat? But you get sealed a ship. You're in outer space. You're never going to see the ship on the outside. I mean, hope not, unless you're floating away, dying in outer space. Maybe you'll see it. But you are sealed, and you go into the thing, and then unsealed on the other thing. So you literally are never going to see that vehicle.
Yeah.
It does feel weird, though.
And it's not even going to be driving on, like, public road, I don't think. Because I think it's a road that just connects directly into the hotel.
Yeah, but, I mean, haven't we already...
When the trees grow in, you will not see it.
Haven't we all ridden in the back of a U-Haul before, though? Like, just, like, even on a short trip? It does... There's
The way, way back of a station wagon, I like to believe.
Oh, where you're facing the other car in back of you?
Yeah, something. I don't know. Craig's right. Who hasn't been shoved in a U-Haul one point in their life?
Have you?
You had, and you really haven't lived.
You have?
Yeah, at some point in time, someone's ended up in the back
of U-Haul. Someone's given me candy, and I've gone into a thing,
okay,
and I wasn't supposed to be there.
Please do not ride in the back of U-Haul vans. Please do not. But,
Well, this is a good time to remind you, if you enjoyed the show, if you enjoyed the show, hit the thumbs up. Please subscribe to the channel and leave comments, questions, and video suggestions in the comment section below. If you want links to all the other channels that we have, including the Disney Dining Channel, DVC Fan, all of them, you can find that in the description for the YouTube video. And then for all the podcast feeds, all you have to do is search for those feeds, or you can go to disunplug.com and you will have a direct link to, I believe, all of them on the biggest services, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, or just the RSS feed. And you can add it in yourself manually. You know, the Disney Dining Channel, we have 3 videos a week that go up on that, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Same thing over on the Diz, WDW Info on YouTube. It is Monday, Wednesday, Friday releases. And yeah, that's just basically it. And then, of course, always audio only exclusive show, Connecting with Walt, every single Friday while we're on for a season, which we still have like another 10 episodes, I think, in this first season. So check it out before we go away temporarily. But a lot of good stuff.
Very cool. Yep. Did you mention that Universal's over on the Diz Unplugged channel now?
I mean, we mentioned it before, but yeah, it's back on this feed. So for people who are still subscribing to UO Fan on YouTube, you're wasting your time. You're never going to see another video on there. Just WDW Info and this one, Diz Unplugged.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Anybody else have anything? Bueller? All right. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching. Thank you for live chat. If you were in live chat during the show today, we enjoyed getting to hang out with you. Of course, if you're wherever you're watching or listening from, we hope that you have a great rest of the week. Thanks so much for giving of your time to hang out with us. And thank you for Panda and Craig and Rhino.
Thank you.
For being here in the studio and on the show. Take good care, everyone. Bye.